It's so fucking great to be alive is what the theme of our show is tonight, boys and
shoot,
girls.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
And I want to tell ya,
shoot, shoot.
If there's anybody here who doesn't believe that it is fucking great to be alive, I wish they would go now because this show will bring them down so much.
That was uttered on this day 47 years ago, August 1971, at the Pauley Pavilion on the UCLA campus. Stands as the new national anthem.
Yeah, so if you don't want think this is the greatest time to be alive,
go. This show will bring you down.
Yes. So.
You want to hear it again?
What do you want to become? What type of man do you want to be, Bob?
Just like Mr. LaRouche. I want to be like little LaRouche. He started a revolution, and I hope to finish it. Praise
yes.
Mr. LaRouche. He defined it.
You know,
I remember.
The revolution started with Machiavelli and Leonardo da Vinci.
Well, Toscanelli started corresponding with Brunelleschi and Nicholas of Cusa, about 1460 or so, 1450. That's when it started. Then Leonardo picked up on the work of Nicholas of Cusa, and he handed over to
Machiavelli.
And yes, Machiavelli, 1502 to 1512.
According to the LaRouche sect.
Yes.
No, I'm joking. According to them, the main effects of the Renaissance was the creation of America. And actually, Machiavelli and Leonardo were behind this. So it was like, wow.
That's right. It wasn't John Locke or Jeremy Bentham or any of those British jerks. It was Machiavelli, Leonardo da Vinci, Nicholas of Cusa, Michelangelo, Saint Germain, the Versailles Court,
Frank the First,
yes, Plato and Aristotle,
the Eternal Saint James.
And the third Jesus. Well, the first Jesus, the older one, the first one. Look at this, they're typing away. They've got addicted here. They're going, fucking great time to be of lived slash devil, says devil lives. Backwards, says Leon. Fucking great time to be a devil. Gene says, if anyone doesn't believe it, it's fucking great to be alive, then this show will bring you down. Cuz. Then Leon says, 1512. Yes, that was a major year, 1512. The League of Cambrai failed to beat Venice, and Venice dominated for the next 500 years. So Mr. LaRouche showed up.
Until Zappa.
Zappa, oh yes. Zappa provided the soundtrack.
He's not like the Zapatist Front of National Liberation, but the Zapatist Front of Solar Liberation.
Yeah, solar conducting. And then then you got this. Then you got these guys dancing on garbage and tin cans. That's up there in North Mexico, around Monterey.
Yes.
They're dancing in dust.
Cumbias.
Yeah, the cumbias.
It's becoming Colombia.
Yes, they have no LaRouche training, so they're doing their best to be happy to be alive with what they've got. A couple accordions and some alcohol, I guess. A couple accordions.
And some cowboy hats.
They're happy. Meanwhile, Bill Wyman is pissed off at the Dartford station in London, where they have a plaque claiming the Rolling Stones was created by Mick and Keith, and it was done by Brian Jones. Imagine that. And then remember right. And then the last poets come on. That no. Bill Wyman says he doesn't like history to be rewritten. But the only guy who's allowed to rewrite history is Lyndon LaRouche. He always finds out more that history knew.
Yes, like one of the things I really like about LaRouche is that he goes really into the hidden ground.
Yep.
And he says, you're not learning the real history. you're not learning the real history of the United States. You're not really learning real science. There's a lot of things that are not right. And that's why he does his metanoias, like we look back.
Yes.
The anagenesis.
I mean, Leon, nobody, Susanna, Gene, Leslie Day knew that America's here because I think his name was Toscanelli, whatever that name I said 5 minutes ago, and Nicholas Accusa and Brunelleschi, who built the dome in Florence, were corresponding about maybe we should go out there on the ocean and find China. And it took them 500 years to connect to China, which is happening right now. LaRouche is leading the charge to connect with China in the Belt and Silk Road, and it took them that long to get to China. 500 years.
Isn't it that amazing that Ion was talking about the Chinese people and how they're going to become so important, and this is like the major project of humanity, the biggest one ever.
Yeah.
And we don't hear anything about the Silk Road on the media.
That's right. The West is ruled by Lucifer, the anti-Lucifer, the bad light, the lousy light, the wrong C note. So the West doesn't know. Reiner says, it's great to live life, live, and live life to live life.
Yes, and like I was saying last coaches.
Yes.
That we have used Frank Zappa to explain Bob Chart. But actually, by doing it, we are explaining Zappa.
Beyond his music.
Much better than anybody, because we are explaining his whole body of work, not only the music.
And, you know, I got a bit of proof of that when I re-met David Wally in 1996 in New York City. He wrote the first rock biography, and it was on Zappa in the early 70s. And then when he read my and Bob Marshall and Carolyn's interview with Zappa in 1988, he said that's the conversation he always wanted to have with Frank Zappa that he never had. My and Bob and Carolyn's conversation with Zappa was better than the biographer. And that's just the beginning, because we talked about LaRouche in that conversation with Zappa.
Yes, and what's happening now with Trump and his space program is like, what does that have to do with all this? But they're saying at the time they were in the Renaissance, the people that were trying to fight empire, they wanted to look for new land and create a new republic.
Yeah.
With the idea of the Judeo-Christianity.
Well, the Platonic version of Judeo-Christianity.
Yeah, the real
city building.
Humanism.
Yeah.
That's the big thing in the Renaissance. Men becoming as important as gods.
Yes.